Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOPM AM 1160 and 1310, and classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Our halftime show has been brought to you by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Member FDIC. We're all set to start the third quarter with Barnegat leading Point Pleasant Borough 14-10. The Bengals will receive, having won the toss and deferred to the second half.
That's a good thing for Barnegat.
Yes, it is.
Here we go, gentlemen.
Always like to get, especially when you're leading, you always like to get that second half kickoff.
Yep.
I told Robbie Davis, spoke to me as he came on the field. I said, Robbie, you know you only ran 13 plays in that first half. He could not believe it. He said, what? I said, yeah, they ran 35. You ran 13. He said, no wonder why some of my defensive guys are tired.
Yep. It will be Pat Moran and James Nacion going back deep for Barnegat. So Smithman not on the return team here. Brett Blank will kick off for Point Borough. And sit back, relax. We'll take you through the second half of this one. A little squibber here that will be covered by one of the up men for Barnegat. It will just fall on the ball, and the Bengals will take over first down and 10 at about their own 28-yard line. Mark McCoy, well, a couple of big ways to finish the first half. Touchdown passes of 76 and 62 yards. He'll start first and 10 at his own 28-yard line.
That was a weird kickoff.
Yes, it was.
I mean, that ball rolled exactly flat for about 20 yards because it was a low line drive, and the lineman just fell on it instead of even trying to pick it up.
So McCoy surveys the defense. Morris, the tight end, will reset from left to right. Two wide receivers wide right. The pitch goes to Smithman, who will roll around the right side and pick up a couple before he's brought down. We'll give him 2 yards, make it second down and 8, just underway here on the third quarter.
You know, Steve Falk and I both remarked on this coverage here on Salt. I don't know if you saw it, Kevin, here, the spread end on the left side, but he's got a he's probably about 5'8". Now he's lined up on the other side, but and he's in press coverage, meaning that he's right on the line of scrimmage. Dangerous situation to be in.
Moran goes in motion. McCoy back to pass, rolls left, flags down on the play, a whole bunch of them. Complete to the tight end, Ryan Morris, who breaks a couple of tackles, but this one is certainly going to come back an illegal shift.
He had a motion guy, went in motion.
Yes, he did.
I mean, went, turned up field.
Turned up field a good step before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, can't do that.
I'm sure Point Bar will take that penalty because it was a gain of a few to Morris. That was the first time they got the ball to the big tight end tonight. He's not had a really big year statistically.
Well, he's been really fighting injuries all year. He's been in and out of the lineup, banged up a little bit, you know.
Through 8 games, just 14 receptions, but he is averaging 20 yards a catch, which is pretty good for a tight end that he does have a touchdown. That'll make it a second and 14. Sorry, Ed.
No, I was just going to say, I think that was, even though play didn't count, I think it was important because they've proven that they could get the ball to him on that intermediate pass, you know.
Here's McCoy back. He's going to throw right in the flat to Smithman. He'll try to go around the outside, but he's going to be hauled down on a good play by Jack Vitale, who had a good first half for Point Borough and did not let Smithman turn upfield. He'll get about 3, maybe 4, so let's call it third down and a long 10.
I've been fairly impressed by the team speed of Point Pleasant Borough. You know, that time Smithman, who one of the quicker Bengals, you know, run down from behind by Vitale. Of course, Vitale plays one of the skill positions, the A-back, in the backfield, so you would expect him to have some speed. Here's that matchup, Kevin, on the left side here with Salt.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. McCoy rolls. He's got pressure from behind. He better turn upfield. He does get it away. He's got a man down, and he's got Moran. And Moran breaks a tackle down to the 30, 20. One man cuts it inside. He's going to break that tackle and go out of bounds. They're going to mark him out of bounds. Well, everyone got all excited, but they're going to bring that ball back. I will tell you, that was an exceptional throw by McCoy. Rolled to his right. He's a left-handed quarterback and threw it towards the right sideline and hit Moran perfectly. He broke a couple of tackles but actually went out of bounds. We didn't realize it. But it'll get all the way down to the Burrow 34-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bengals.
Boy, he stepped out way early.
Right after he caught the ball.
Yeah, he looked like he was down the sideline.
Kind of fooled all of us, I think, including the Barnegat fans.
Timeout, Barnegat here.
Davis, Robbie Davis, not happy with something. We'll call timeout. We'll keep it right here and tell you. Coming up at the end of tonight's game, as always, our Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game, brought to you by the Water Street Grill, Robbins Parkway, and on the Toms River. Stop in for a bite before or after the game and catch all the college and pro action on their 21 HD TVs. And, of course, trophy provided by Ocean Trophies, Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor.
Well, another big completion. Could have been a whole lot bigger, but if he didn't step out of bounds. But McCoy has, found the deep pattern tonight for the Bengals, and we remarked in the pregame show that the weather suits the Bengals a lot more than it does the Panthers because McCoy can throw the ball. Here's this matchup. They will exploit this matchup right here with Salt.
Red Bank Catholic has scored again. They lead Pope John 26-6. McCoy, the handoff up the middle.
Smithman, I believe.
Not much there.
Yeah, you've got to continue.
Eddie Kendall on the stop for Point Pro. Go ahead, Ed.
I was just going to say, you've got to continue to try and run the ball, Kevin, at least in this third quarter. Then it's all holds, no holds barred in that fourth quarter. But you've got to try and keep your defense off the field with some time-consuming drive. Although if you could hit the bomb and get it in the end zone, I think he would take it also.
Second down. McCoy back, fakes.
There it is.
He's got a man wide open. Jordan Salt is going to go in untouched. He gave him a little short pump fake early, froze the defensive back. Salt ran right down the middle of the field, and I mean McCoy hit him perfectly for his third touchdown pass of the night.
Well, I knew, I saw it from the beginning of this half. I knew it was just a matter of time before they saw it here on the sideline, and they took advantage of it that time. And Barnegat, with the passing attack, has been phenomenal tonight. McCoy,
31 yards to Salt. The extra point by Moran is up and good. And with 9:05 left in the third quarter, Barnegat extends its lead to 21-10 over Point Burrell. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Mark McCoy to Jordan Salt. Second time tonight. Barnegat with a 21-10 lead. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded. Whistles down, and he stepped out of bounds. Wow. Chris Oliphant had a run to the sidelines to field that one, and his left foot hit the line, goes out of bounds, and Point Burrell will start deep in their own territory.
Well, they trail it by two scores now, down 11 points. So it's important that the Panthers get that slot option going again. Still plenty of time. No need to panic.
They'll put the ball right at the 15-yard line. First down and 10 for Point Barrow. Their opening possession of the third quarter, and they now trail 21-10. Dunbar hands off to the A-back, Vital. He'll get it just about to the 20. They'll mark it at the 19, so a gain of 4, second down and 6.
Yeah, Vital did lean forward, but his knees were down. That's why they put it behind the 20, Kevin. I saw it the way you did, you know, and the other side of the 20, but didn't give him the forward fall.
Second down and 6. Olafant goes in motion. Dunbar again hands to the up man, and he gets nothing this time. Stacked right up is Dan Traynor. And he just got it over the 20, so we'll actually give him a short 2.
Yeah, that was that counter again. They have not made that counter work.
Not one time.
Again, it's just to keep the backside honest, and they are now again probably in a passing situation. They haven't changed the down marker. There they go. It is third down and
almost
a long
five.
4.
Yep. So let's see if Dunbar does go to the air. He has struggled tonight. Dunbar will keep himself, and he's not going to get the first down. Superb defensive play. Moran again.
Yep.
Pat Moran, and Ed, I think you made the right call. He is spying Dunbar.
Yep.
And as soon as Dunbar rolled right, he just left his defensive back position and really just went right at him. Got him low and tripped him up, and Point Barrow on a 3-and-out will have to punt, and Barnegat should get pretty good field position here. Blank back to punt. Should get a good bounce out of this one down to about the 40-37 where they'll stop it there. And Barnegat will take over. First and 10 at their own 37. And if you believe in it, all the momentum is on the side of the guys in orange and black.
Couple updates, Kevin, from Manahawkin. Triton has taken a 13-0 lead over Southern Regional. So that's at the end of three quarters, so they're moving along pretty good. And Manalapan has scored on a 52-yard run, and they lead it 21-14 at the 10-minute mark of the third quarter over Brick Memorial.
Should we guess that it was Siskowski?
I would think I'd have to believe that. Sounds like he's having a big night.
And here are the Bengals where McCoy is having a big night. He hands the ball up this time to Smithman.
Well, see, that was an important run right there for the Bengals, in my estimation. 7 yards straight up the gut.
Yep.
First time Smithman has had any type of running room. They're easily their best running play of the night.
Point Barrow now concerned about the pass, and that should work the opposite way and set up the run.
By the way, Burrow's made change over here in the secondary.
Here's McCoy back to pass. Looks deep downfield for Salt again. And actually lost the football, Jordan did. Kind of stopped running.
Yeah, he gave up on it.
Yes, he certainly did.
Ball was thrown towards the middle. He was running the fade towards the sideline.
Joe Fitzsimmons is now in at a defensive back spot. 5'10", 160-pound junior. Is playing a cornerback spot.
Yeah, that's the change. Again, not a real good matchup against Salt because he's given away about 6 inches.
He replaced Woodard. Here's McCoy with a little pitch to Smithman on the right side, and he'll get close to the first down, but a little short. Thought he was going to make it, and I'll tell you, nice job by Chris Olafant to haul him down and keep him short of the first down. McCoy screaming, let's go for it.
Robbie Davis not up by 11
not.
Points. You got to kick this away, and he will.
Yeah, this is a smart play here. Kids always want to go
of course,
for it. Yeah.
Of course they do.
Because then when you don't get it, nobody tells the kid he made the bad play.
Yeah, the coach made the bad
coach,
call.
Right? So Moran will go back to punt. and it will be Jack. Is that Vitale or Dunbar? That is Dunbar. John Dunbar back on his own 15.